Voters will decide on a bond referendum in the North Carolina primary elections next Tuesday. The state would borrow $2 billion through the sale of bonds. The money would be used for building and renovation projects in higher education, water and sewer, state parks, and the National Guard. According to one poll, most Democratic voters support the plan. Jorge Valencia reports from one convention where Republicans were split.
Please join me in welcoming to the stage the governor of the great state of North Carolina, Governor Pat McCrory.
The governor sits down for a leisurely chat in front of a friendly crowd. It's the annual Conservative Leadership Conference in Cary. People eat a breakfast of eggs and bagels as McCrory lists his accomplishments.
Governor could sit up here and talk to you for hours and hours and hours about the foundation.
But before Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest cuts off the chat, McCrory wants to add one last point.
I am supporting the investments in the university buildings that are not stadiums or student centers. They're going towards science labs, engineering buildings, nursing buildings, which are in horrendous shape to train 21st century nurses and engineers and scientists.
The governor doesn't say the words bond or referendum, and he doesn't mention the name of the campaign behind it, Connect NC. But he does list some of the projects it'll fund.
We haven't put money into the shelters, the camping grounds, for 30 years in our state parks. Do you want a state park or not? If you don't, fine. But if you're going to do it, let's do it right.
Many nod approvingly, but in the back of the room, one woman shakes her head.
He never said the word bond, and I think perhaps the reason that is become a very unpopular issue among a lot of his base.
This is Nicole Revels, 29, from the mountains, and a registered Republican.
I'm a single mom. I had my son in 2008, and it has changed my entire worldview to feel the need to be involved in things that are going to impact him.
She says young people like her son can't vote on the referendum, but will wind up paying for it. She cares enough that she started a website, againstthebond.com.
I think these items, if they're truly important, they need to go before legislators so that they have specific details and so that voters have accountability of how our voters' tax dollars are being spent.
Revels has a perspective that leans toward the libertarian side of the Republican Party. She opposes government borrowing instead of paying cash. And she reflects on the growing Republican divide in Washington and in North Carolina. Out in the hallway, I asked the host of a conservative talk show, What Matters with Chad Adams, what might be the temperature at this conference?
Of the crowd here?
Yeah.
I would say that this is probably a 55-45 pro-bond crowd.
Adams says he hasn't taken a position.
I've been very critical of it on the show as a host, but I think that, you know, that this is one of those things that people need to decide for themselves and do the research on.
In the same hallway, I meet a man who researches many state issues. He's an influential multimillionaire from Raleigh and the former state budget director. His name is Art Pope.
The ballot itself does not list all the projects. The legislation authorizing the bond referendum does specify the project, so they can go and find out the details of it.
And so, what's Pope's opinion of the referendum?
I think the bond package should be approved. It's the fiscally conservative thing to do. You would not spend all your money with one check buying your home. You take out a mortgage. This is the equivalent of mortgage for much-needed public safety buildings, university buildings, and other educational buildings.
Republicans are split, but it appears that overall likely voters are not. Recent polls by High Point University and Civitas show that two-thirds of likely voters support the bond. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.